USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just announced that the people of Iraq will benefit from just over $200 million in aid for things like food and water, announcing the money from USAID during a briefing with Iraq's foreign minister.
We're committed to helping Iraq achieve economic prosperity, freedom from foreign meddling in its internal affairs, and improve relationships with its neighbors.
Pompeo said he can see a day in the not-too-distant future when American tourists can visit Iraq to see the country's historic sites. The president taking another run at mail-in voting with a tweet this morning saying, if you can protest in person, you can vote in person. Millions of Americans are expected to vote by mail in November's election because of the continued concerns about the coronavirus outbreak. The president also saying that his fight with big drug companies will be causing drug prices to drop by 60 or even 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at the lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of the energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A huge warehouse fire just outside of Dallas could burn for days, according to Assistant Fire Chief in Grand Prairie, Bill Murphy.
We've got it contained somewhat. The flames aren't as big. Our biggest problem is this is a lot of plastic. It burns very hot. You got to have a lot of foam to put on it.
Murphy says officials are almost sure the blaze started at a nearby high-tension power line. He says some flights at DFW Airport could end up being affected by smoke from the fire. There have been no evacuations in the vicinity of that warehouse, though, so far. Joe Biden is now officially the Democratic presidential nominee. The former VP got the official nod at the party's convention last night. It was night two. And tonight, his vice presidential pick, Senator Kamala Harris, will address the convention. Biden himself will accept the nomination at tomorrow night's edition. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With an update on concerns about the U.S. Postal Service, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said he's suspending some of the changes he's made to the Postal Service since he took office. DeJoy promised the USPS would be able to handle the expected increase of mail volume in the coming months as Americans receive and return mail-in ballots for the November election.
The post office is going to be fine. Your mail-in ballots are going to be fine.
It's unclear whether DeJoy's announcement means that collection boxes and mail sorting machines that are already removed will be returned to their original locations.
COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in the United States, following heart disease and cancer. The coronavirus now causing more deaths than diabetes and Alzheimer's, with an average of more than 1,000 fatalities a day recently. And celebrity judge Howie Mandel had to call for a medic after a contestant literally caught fire on America's Got Talent. On last night's show, Mandel became alarmed while watching an escape act from daredevil Jonathan Goodwin. In the second round of quarterfinals, Goodwin was padlocked, shackled, and doused with oil as a ring of fire closed in on him. Goodwin caught fire during the act, and Mandel did call for help, but fortunately, the escape artist was wearing a flame-retardant suit and was able to free himself unharmed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.